This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries. Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
We've just read about Saul and David. The Bible said to us that David will always play some instrument to Saul. Anytime there's a distressing spirit, evil spirit upon Saul, then it got to a stage. Saul sent David out to fight. And every time he always fought the battle, the Bible said to us that David won the battle. And even win more than what Saul would do. Then it got to a stage on this particular day, women gathered themselves together. They started to celebrate victory. They started to celebrate what the Lord had done in the life of David, in the life of Israel, through David. So as they were singing, they were just chanting the song, and they were saying that Saul has slain his thousand. His thousand, but David has slain his what? His 10,000. So immediately that song was going on, the Bible said to us that David became jealous. Saul became jealous of David. And David was afraid of him. Now, I want to use these two characters to represent the church and the world. David, I want you to see David as the church. And I want you to see Saul as the enemy of the world. I want you to see yourself again as if you are the devil and Saul is the enemy in your life. As people were chanting and they were hailing and they were saying, "Hail King David, oh, he has won the battle, oh, he has won the battle." And they said, Saul won his thousand, but David won his 10,000. The Bible said to us that Saul was jealous of him. And one thing that came to mind of Saul was the kingdom. He just thought of the kingdom. Why would he think of the kingdom? He said, "Oh my God, just because of the kingdom, what else? If people are celebrating this guy, if everyone is actually shouting, the women that used to be on my side, now even though they were singing, they were still saying, 'Saul, I've done this, Saul, I've done that.' But one thing, they are elevating David more than me." Immediately he said, "What more can he have but the kingdom?" He said, "I'm going to fight him." He said, "I'm going to fight David. If I didn't fight David right now, the only thing that he's going to need is the kingdom." He said, "I'm going to fight him so that he cannot become the person of kingdom." Why is he fighting him? Just because these people are singing song? And they said, "Saul has killed 1,000, but David has killed 10,000. Now he said, "I'm going to do something. I'm going to make sure he does not become the person of kingdom." Can I have your amen?
Amen.
The Bible now said to us that the evil spirit, demon spirit, depressing spirit came upon Saul. Can you go back to the scripture? Let's look at it. If I read from verse 8, then Saul was very angry. And the saying displeased him. And he said, "They have ascribed to David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed only thousands. Now what more can he have but what?" So Saul eyed David from that day forward. And it happened on the next day that the distressing, then evil spirit from God came upon Saul. Notice this. Listen to me attentively. He did not fight David. Saul was not fighting David until he killed thousands. Listen to what happened. Immediately this guy David, immediately he discovered his destiny. Saul is a king, and now it is the king, listen to this, that is jealous of the servant. So the question is this: why? Because you might be wondering, why actually waging war. Why would a king wage war against a servant? Praise the Lord. Then you wonder why. I will tell you why. Listen to what happened. While David was in the bush, watching over his father's sheep, and he was a shepherd there, and he was there, he was running from a lot of things, running from the enemy, running from the bear, running from the lion. The same way so all of us in this house, we have been running from things in our life. We have been running from what we have to actually stand for. But he got to a stage, one day, God ordained. God said, go and call that guy. They laid down a lot of people like that, his brother. But God said, no, I see someone that I'm looking for. That person is not here. David was anointed. He was anointed. But still, he was still running. The Bible said to me that God sent a spirit of evil to him. The Bible said that is in the Bible. Did I write that Bible? Can you find it? He said a distressing spirit. Evil spirit. Came upon Saul, and it's not from anyone but from God. Now, that gives me a question. Does God have evil spirit? Does God send evil spirit? Evil spirit from God come upon Saul. Why? Let me say this to you. God sent that spirit to test David. The test is not about Saul, but about David. Saul said, I hate you. I hate you. David, I just don't like you. Then the Bible says something. I want us to go back to the place. To the book of 1 Samuel. Can you read? Verse 10. Read verse 10.
And it happened on that next day that a distressing spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied inside the house. So David played music with his hands, as at the other times there was a spear in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the spear, for he said, I will pin David to the wall.
I will pin David to the wall. Why? You tell me why. The reason why is this. I don't want you to become a person of kingdom. I don't want you to reign. I want you to be my servant forever. I don't want you to go. How many of you have been there that you need reference from your boss and your boss refused to give you the reference? Why? Because he knows that if you go, you are going to be on top. He said, I just hate you. I don't know why. David looked at him and said, boss, master, why? What is going on? He said, I just don't want you to become a person of kingdom, period. I don't want you to make heaven, period. I don't want you to be at the right hand of Most High God, period. When Jesus comes, I never want you to be with him in his kingdom. Saul is bigger than David, but David is bigger than Saul. The reason why David is bigger than Saul, it's the evil spirit inside the life of David, inside the life of Saul. Saul does not understand the spirit. But the spirit knows who David is. The spirit recognizes David. Because the spirit is from the Lord. And David belongs to the Lord. Now the spirit of the Lord has already departed from Saul. And every time that spirit come upon Saul, David know the right food to give. Worship. David know how to bring down the presence of God. How to chase out the devil. And he know that every time that you are praising the name of the Lord, no matter what you are going to, when you worship, devil will pack his baggage and he will leave you. Devil will just leave. But David is bigger than Saul because he knows what to give to that spirit, because the spirit is from the Lord. Listen, the Bible said David behaved wisely. David was wise. His wiseness makes Saul to think this guy has got something in him. And David behaved wisely in all his way. God's presence upon everything that he tried to do. He stayed there. Right there. Upon all the attack. Listen to me, church. How many of you that have left the place of your purpose just because you're under attack? How many of you that leave your place of worship and the place of your glory just because your soul was intimidating you? How many of you that quit your job just because your boss is actually doing something frustrating in your life? How many of you that quit your destiny just because you cannot stand what that person is doing? Because that person is, what he's doing is evil. You can see what Saul is doing is evil. But David did not quit the presence of Saul. Upon all, he realized that this is just a test. Listen to me. What you are going through is a test. How many of you that have left your church just because an usher stepped on you? How many of you that leave the church just because pastor did something for you? But let me say this to you, it's just a test. I didn't hear you say something. It's just a test. The person that is fighting you is just a test. How many of you that stop fasting now because you start your fasting early in the morning and 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12, somebody just upset you. Just, oh gosh. This person is devil. Yeah, he is. Because the spirit of the evil went upon Saul. But one thing is that you never realize that they just want to see. God wants to test you if you're going to give up, if you're going to stop. And before, that person just say, oh, do this. You just go and get Gary and you break your fast. Straight like that, you just say, ah, he upsets me. Oh, before anybody say anything around you in the house of God, you just give up and say, oh, I'm going. If God called me to be in this place, the pressure will not be like this. But David did not quit. Praise the name of the Lord. No, you still have to say, dodge it. I didn't hear you say, dodge it. When someone is trying to stop you from doing your fasting, and they were talking and talking, instead of you talking back or fighting, do what? And continue your fasting. Continue your prayer. How many times that you need, listen to this, you need to go somewhere, most especially couples or friends or something like that, you need to do something. Just because you and your husband have a row, that thing, you didn't get it done. Let me see your hand. You just now say, oh, that bank that I'm supposed to go, I'm not going again. And because you've had it out, something like that. I know what I'm talking about. But one thing is that place that you are going is a place of purpose. It's a place of glory. But enemy can see before you see. When David won thousands, 10,000, he can't even see any other. He didn't have any motive behind it. He won the battle, he won it. But Saul has already saw it. That kingdom, oh, this guy is going to take the kingdom from me. If I'm not careful, the youth pastor is going to be the pastor in this church. The way my assistant pastor will call the prayer, people will stop to like my prayer now. That is it. Do you know what was going through? Saul, David didn't know what was going through. But he stood right there. Listen to me, child. The day you discover your destiny, that is when you're going to discover your enemy. The day you discover your calling, that God has called you, that is particular day that enemy upon enemy will rise up. The day you share your dream, this is the dream. So I've just been wasting my time on the internet so I can do this and can do that. Immediately you discover, something will come up. Even your laptop will spoil. Your wife that has been asking you to do something will be the one that will take the laptop and put it in the water. And now what you're going to say, I'm even going to give up on this. I'm doing it for our family so that we can have money. But I will even give up. I've been there before, many of you. You know what I'm talking about? That you will just give up on that thing. And that is it. The day you discover your glory. But David did not run from Saul. Listen to me. But somebody came into the life of Saul, of David. It's actually the son of Saul, Jonathan. Jonathan said, "Boy, don't worry. Is it my dad? I know. Is it him? Everything is going to be okay. Don't worry. Stay right here. You can't die. Nothing can kill you. You've got anointing upon your life. Is he my dad? I can bet it with you. I know he's powerful, but he cannot kill you." Jonathan to the church is the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. The Lord, no matter what you are going through, God is going to send a comforter to your life. That will come and talk to you. No matter how bad the situation may be, no matter how you are facing problem and tribulation in your life, someone is going to come that is going to be a comforter in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your problem, in the midst of your tribulation, even though it is the biological son of Saul. It's true by David. You didn't do anything to me. I've been there. For record's sake, I can't say that. I can. I've been there, but I give God praise for my husband. Come on, put your hands together. Oh, he said, nothing will happen to you. When my daddy is coming, I will let you know. I will shield you. I will be your eyes. I will tell you things. I will tell you where to go and where you are not meant to go. When it's in the field, don't go there. Don't go that place. Take this way. This is where you're going to go. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to. The Lord will send help to you from his sanctuary. Even though you are in that bondage, the Lord will set you free. Someone will come and it will help you. Out of what you are going to, I didn't hear you say a big amen. Say, marvelous amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen, I'm going to finish. This is important. He got to a stage. Saul realized, I cannot get this guy. It's important. Listen. He said, the sword is not killing this guy. I'm going to use something else. David, come. I love you so much. You have been of great help in my family. When I'm down, you lift me up. Every time you're on that key, you help me. You do a lot of things for me. You know what? I'm going to do you a big favor. I want you to marry my son, my daughter. I'm going to give you my daughter to marry. Listen, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, what is that thing that the enemy is offering you? What is that thing that you need that the enemy is offering you? How come a guy that wants to kill me like yesterday is offering you his daughter? I want you to marry my... I'm just giving you free of charge. Marry my daughter. Because he knows that if I didn't tie you down, you will run away. I've got to tie you somewhere. So when I'm ready, I will be with you. What he say? Listen to me. What do you need so badly that the devil is about to give to you? What do you need in your life that the devil will attract you with? The kind of things. Things that you do not need for the kingdom of God. This guy, he said, I'm going to destroy him just because of the kingdom. But now, he's offering him some physical things. A wife. What is the enemy offering you? But listen to me. This is a test. You must pass it. Because if you don't pass the test, you cannot get to your destination. Every time you make up your mind that I want to work with God, that is when somebody will bring a contract that is dodgy. And that is what you need anyway. You need some money. That is what you need. What is the world offering you? Is it sin? Is it money? Is it how to become an instant millionaire? That you just say, it's only one day. If I do it one day, God will forgive me. a sin committed knowingly, there is no forgiveness. You know it for real. When God forgives, it's because you are doing it. You didn't even know that this is sin, and you are just doing it. The time of unknown. When you know that this is bad, and you do it, you're going for it. So he said, "What is it that you need? Is it a sweet 16? Is it a sugar daddy that will just help you temporarily? What is it that the world is offering you? I pray for you that may you not fall into the plan of the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Listen to me. Some of you, David didn't even say anything. If that is what you want, let it be so. Now, some of you, the enemy, I was asking David to go all about the place. Some of you, the enemy, are torturing you. Your boss is torturing you. A lot of people, you are under torture. You are under the oppression of the enemy. But you haven't got some people you marry a dictator. You are under that thing. But one thing that you didn't do is that you didn't act wisely. Did you hear that? I'm going to say that again. You are being tortured by people around you. You are being tortured by principality. You are being tortured by things around your life. You are being tortured by your boss. But the only thing that you did not do, even mothers can torture their children. Go and do this. Go and do that. Go and do that. Go and do that. But you've got to walk. Why? How? Wisely. You've got to be wise. So send David everywhere. But he didn't say, "I'm not going to do it." He didn't say, "Well, you know what? I've already won 10,000. Why are you going to send me you just 1,000 that you want?" Listen to me. If you cannot put yourself down and say, "Oh, whatever. And that is what I've got to in my life, that I've prayed, I've talked to God. Regardless what, that I've stand up before and say, oh, no. Mm-mm. Go and get the bag. Okay, the bag is okay. Go and get that. Yeah, David, go and get the water." Listen, this is important. Immediately you rise up and say, "I'm not a fool, don't treat me like a fool." You've just act like a fool. Oh, I think you will clap for that. Immediately you say, "Oh, you are treating me like a fool. I'm not a fool. I know what I'm doing." Yeah, this guy knows what he was doing. He can flee away from him. He can do everything, but he stood there. Oh, immediately you say, "Oh, I'm not a fool. You can't talk to me like a fool. You can't treat me like a fool. You are darling. You are just acting like a fool. You are just acting like a fool." You know what? David did every single thing that Saul said he should do, and he didn't complain. And that is what brought fear into the life of Saul. I said, I treated this guy badly, and he will still do what I asked him to do. Oh, women. The man said, "I didn't even give him money. He was still putting food on the table. I did not even buy her a birthday card. I did not even say this to her, but she's still." Man, even you are doing everything. Your wife is still complaining, and you are still. Your boss. Yeah, you are still even doing wrong. Your boss, you are doing everything at your workplace, and your boss is still complaining that you are not doing it right. Oh, so, "Yes, boss. Yes, boss." "Oh, why did you put it there? I didn't know you didn't want me to put it there. I'll go and take it." When you do that, because David knows something, that obedience is better than sacrifice. Yeah. You've got to obey. Now, let me say this to you. He is his master. He's got to obey. Children, you, obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obey your parents. The Bible didn't say if they treat you good or not. I've seen people say, "How do you treat a parent that does not treat you right?" The Bible didn't say if they treat you right or not. Say, obey your parent. Obey your parent. so that your days may be long. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That is what Saul, that is what David was doing. Now, Saul looked at him and said, what a manner of man is this? He did not disobey. He is so wise and very obedient. Praise the Lord. I think I'm at the last phrase. Saul was afraid. I'm about to finish. Listen to this. I said to you earlier on that David is the church and Saul is the world. You are David and the enemy or powers and principalities intimidating your life is actually the Saul. Listen, until the world see the church behave wisely, they will not be afraid of God. Praise the name of the Lord. The world will not be afraid of the church until they see the character of God in our life. Listen to me. You want the man, you want your husband, you want your wife to come and serve the God that you are serving. But that man will not serve the man, the God that you want him to serve until he sees you. I'm about to finish. Maybe 2 minutes. That until he sees that man, that you yourself, you are behaving like somebody that goes to church. No, clap for me. You want to convert your mate and you are smoking and you are drinking and you want to confirm me to cry. No. You are swearing and cursing and you want the husband. Before the husband says anything, you just start to curse. They're not recording anymore now. I can say something. You want that man to come to church, but before that man says anything, you've just said, you are mad, you are crazy. You are stupid and you are silly, Papa. I combine everything together, press it down and shake it together. You are useless man. Oh, and I press it more and I shake it. You are irresponsible. Oh, and you want the man to come to church with you? It's impossible. It's impossible. Until the church start to behave like someone that have Christ. Until you start to behave to your men, that is when they're going to be afraid of you. Even your enemy will not be afraid until you yourself, you behave wisely. Some of you, you cannot fight the battle. You just face the battle, assuming that David was not wise. Saul will kill David. David was behaving wisely, but his eyes were upon him. He knew that David is, that Saul is trying to kill him, but he himself, he knew, but he never confronted David. He never confronted Saul. When Saul said, go and get something, he will rush there and go and get it. My Lord, here it is.
Thank you for listening to Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House UK, 9 Factory Road, North Woolwich, London E16 2EL, Sundays 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit www.pastorvictoria.org. Telephone 44207 474 0660. Email admin@pastorvictoria.org.